to top stories on ABC News. Former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort has pleaded not guilty to charges including conspiracy against the United States. He's accused of working as an agent for the Ukrainian government, which at the time was closely aligned with Russia. Mr. Manafort has been placed under house arrest and ordered to pay a $30 million bond. Australia's detention centre at Manus Island in Papua New Guinea will be closed this afternoon, and the 600 men who've been refusing to leave have been told they have to go. In a final notice to the men inside, PNG immigration authorities say the facility will close at 5 p.m. The site will be returned to the PNG Defence Force tomorrow. The Victorian government has announced a two-year trial of a supervised drug injecting room in Melbourne's Inner East. The site in North Richmond marks a major shift for the Labor government in the face of mounting pressure to address the rising heroin death toll. Legislation will be introduced to Parliament today, with the room to be set up in June. And nearly 2,000 Australians are expected to gather in the southern Israeli desert today to commemorate 100 years since the Battle of Beersheba. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and opposition leader Bill Shorten will attend, along with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They'll witness a dramatic reenactment of the famous charge of the Australian Light Horsemen.